and Spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly God is great and he's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, God, increase within us. God, fill us with more wisdom, knowledge, revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. Lord, we give you complete control on this morning, God. Let it be all of you and none of us. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn it to John, the 11th chapter and the 44th verse. That's the book of John, the 11th chapter and the 44th verse. And it reads as follows, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of today is underneath the mess. Underneath the mess. In John, the 11th chapter, it signifies that 4 days after Lazarus had died, Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. And Lazarus came forth alive. This was a great miracle. Then Jesus told the people standing there to unwrap him and set him free. You see, they had to be incredibly dedicated to be willing to endure all it took to remove the strips of linen round him. The linen was clothed around his limbs. It was clothed around his entire body. The smell, I know, was unbearable. With every layer they had unwrapped, it was dirty and smelly. So we're going to look at John 11, 1 through 44. We're just going to look at those verses. And these verses teaches that Jesus has power over death. And it demonstrates God's glory through the resurrection of Lazarus, and encourages believers to trust in God's timing and plan, even during times of suffering and grief. Come on, here, somebody. See, this story also highlights the importance of faith and belief in Jesus as the Messiah and the Son of God. So we're going to look at some key lessons of this one verse, of John 11. We're going to look at some key lessons. Number one, power over death. Jesus' ability to raise Lazarus from the dead 4 days after his death. This demonstrates his divine power and authority over death itself. This event foreshadows Jesus' own resurrection and the promise of eternal life for the believers. The next one is God's glory. Jesus states that Lazarus' death and subsequent resurrection are meant to bring glory to God and to reveal his Son. And this also emphasizes that even in difficult circumstances, listen to me well, God's purpose and glory can be revealed. Anything you go through, it is for the glory of God. Come on here, somebody. Number three, trust in God's timing. Our timing is not like God's timing. We have to trust in the timing of God. We can't rush God. We can only get out of the way and allow him to move at his own timing. You see, Jesus intentionally delays his arrival at Lazarus' tomb, even though he knows Lazarus is dying. But you see, this also teaches that God often works in ways we may not understand or expect, and that we must trust in his timing and plan even when it seems delayed. You got to remember, delayed does not mean it is denied. You see, Jesus intentionally waited because why? He wanted them to trust his plan. He wanted them to trust him, to have faith in God. The next one is faith and belief. So when Martha expresses her belief that Jesus is the Messiah, he encourages her to believe in him as the resurrection and the life. So this highlights the importance of faith in Jesus as the source of eternal life and the power to overcome death. Compassion and sorrow. The passage portrays Jesus as a man of compassion who shares in the grief of his friends and followers. And he also weeps with Martha and Mary. He demonstrates his empathy for their pain and loss. Come on here, somebody. Ooh. And the last one is hope in grief. Even in the face of death and suffering, Jesus offers hope and assurance of a resurrection. The story teaches that believers can find strength and comfort in their faith, even when they are experiencing grief and loss. You can still find strength and comfort in what you believe God can do for you. People of God, I want you to get this. Even though Lazarus was covered in a bunch of mess, he was released when Jesus called him forth. Come on here, somebody, get this. God can still use you despite of your mess. Oh my God. Despite of your past, despite of what you're going through, because what you're going through is not only a testament for you, but it is a testament for somebody else. Only Jesus can forgive and give someone new life, despite of your mess. But God has called us to help remove messy grave clothes that clings to others. And I want you to get this. There are times when God places people in your life to help you. And the enemy can come in and cause disruption to make the person or you pull back because he sees that God has a divine plan for that person's life and for your life. Oh, come on here. They still have issues. They may still have addictions. They may be bitter. They may be jealous. They may compromise. They may be going through something. But you may have the very thing that they may need. You could be holding the deliverance in your mouth for that person. Don't be so quick to give up somebody. Oftentimes, I tell people all the time, somebody held on to you. Somebody prayed for you in the midst of your mess. Somebody held your hand when you was going through a battle. Come on here, somebody. We wasn't always saved. I know I wasn't. Somebody prayed me through. Come on here, somebody. They have a long way to go, But I tell people all the time, and even I have to do this, God, show me what you see in this person so I can be on one accord with you. Because I don't want my emotions to get in the way of their deliverance. I don't want for them what I see they need to do. No. Because this is not about what I want them to do. But God, what do you want me to do or say or to help them? What do you want me to do, God? Speak to me. Because you got to realize we're dealing with the spiritual man now. Come on here, somebody. This is the spiritual thing. And this is not about us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you. Jesus gives new life, but he often uses people to do that, to help them along the way. But underneath the mess, there's a free person. There's a clean person. There's a forgiven person. There is an exceptional person underneath the mess. Once we take off the grave clothes, they just need someone who won't be put off by the outside. They just need someone that will not judge them by their past. They just need someone that will help them along the way. People of God, when you speak words of life to others, chains break, deliverance come. Come on here, somebody. When you show love, strongholds come down. When you're merciful, compassionate, and kind, you pour oil on their wounds. Ooh, Maria Boshe. It's time to walk in your purpose. It's time to speak life and not death. It's time to help a person with your words and don't hurt a person. Come on here, somebody. Time to be a person to lift someone up. My God, let us pray. Father, thank you for freely giving us your grace and mercy that we might freely give it to others. Father God, we thank you that we can help to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting. Father God, help us to be willing to get dirty and to love people that are messy. I felt that Holy Spirit. Help us, God. Give us that agape love like you have for us, God. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Save the date. And mark your calendar. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June the 14th at Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Show starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4. Ticket sales have begun on eventbrite.com, or you can contact me at 318-206-8953. All proceeds goes to the Zion Hill Youth Center. I want you to understand, all proceeds goes to the Zion Hill Youth Center. And please, if you're not going to attend, please feel free to make a donation. Remember, I love you. And God does too. And also, underneath the mess, there is a beautiful person that God wants to use. Remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.